On Sunday afternoon, December 23rd at 5:30, St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Winston-Salem will celebrate a festival of nine lessons and carols in the nave. It's a story of humanity's fall, the promise of the Messiah, and the birth of Jesus told in nine readings from the Bible. The lessons will be read by members of the Winston-Salem community and the leadership of the parish, and they'll be interspersed with selections of carols sung by the St. Paul's choir, chorale, and choristers. And this year at St. Paul's, Christmas Eve will feature Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols as a prelude during the services at 5 o'clock and 11. The choruses in both ceremonies will be led by organist and choir master Dr. John Cummins.
For 82 years now, there's been this Feast of Lights, and it's a celebration of getting everybody to the creche or to the manger scene, including the wise men and then apostles, because it really is focused on the Feast of the Epiphany, the sending out of the knowledge of the birth of Jesus. So then we bring all of these costumed individuals there for a live nativity scene.
The beginnings of a festival of nine lessons and carols, the initial practical beginnings of this.
Well, it began very humbly in 1880 when E.W. Benson, who became later the Archbishop of Canterbury, created this service for a very small church that he was serving at that time, parish church at that time, just so that there would be a service telling the whole Christmas story on Christmas Eve. And then the real fame of this service has come with King's College Chapel doing it now as an international broadcast carried on.
You better believe
WFDD on Christmas Eve, yeah.
I'd be curious to know what your overall artistic goals are putting this together. It's a combination of the spoken word and song.
Well, you know, we just happen to be this lovely Gothic building sitting there in this place. So we have the right environment, the right resources, chorally and clerically and lay. Everybody can be involved in this service. And following the tradition of King's College, where they really take from their entire community like that and have officials that are not always a part of that chapel experience, but to the broader community. We've asked folks from around the community representing our local government. So it's a nice opportunity to get the word out about St. Paul's and really to give a gift of a unique aspect of our tradition to the larger community.
Talk about that connection then. For someone in a career that's so linked to tradition, both in terms of the music and the hundreds and thousands of years of tradition there in the church, and now carrying this tradition forward on your own in a new community, what's that feeling like for you?
Well, particularly because we have such an emphasis on intergenerational and children being so actively involved, King's College has had since Henry VIII a men and boys choir. So to have those 16 boys and those 16 men singing that service like that, it's an inspiration for our own children to hear something that beautifully done and that they know that has been done since 1928. The year that St. Paul's was built was the first year that King's College did it. It's a treasure that I wouldn't want to miss on Christmas.
St. Paul's Episcopal Church organist and choir master, Dr. John Cummins. A festival of nine lessons and carols will be Sunday afternoon, December 23rd at 5:30, and childcare will be provided. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. And you're invited to celebrate this year's Christmas Eve at St. Paul's, where they'll be featuring Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols as a prelude during the services that begin at 5 and 11. And don't forget to mark your calendars for the 85th Annual Feast of Lights on January 6th at 5:30. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.